That's the song Dumb off Nirvana's final record In Utero. It was released 20 years ago in September 1993. To commemorate the university and extract some more money from fans, a new deluxe edition of In Utero is out. And this morning I talked about it with music writer Charles R. Cross. His books include Heavier Than Heaven, a biography of Kurt Cobain.
The version of In Utero that came out officially, originally in 93, was slightly different than what Kurt wanted. In many ways, it was much ado about nothing. It was truly the mixing and kind of the recording quality that Kurt was unhappy with. They had hired a punk producer, Steve Albini, because they wanted it to be raw. But in the end, the album kind of ended up a tad too raw for Kurt's taste. On this new box set, you get a chance to listen to both of the mixes that were officially released and kind of cleaned up, and then also the original Steve Albini mixes. And there's really very little difference. Only an audiophile is going to find very much difference between these different takes.
Could you put In Utero in context of the career of Nirvana? Was it a progression from their previous album? Was it a change in direction? Was it more of the same?
It was definitely a progression. In Utero, in my opinion, is their greatest album, their greatest artistic achievement. It will always be second to Nevermind in terms of its impact, in terms of its place in popular culture. Nevermind sold at least 30 million copies. In Utero sold around 4 to 6 million. And ironically, those numbers were considered a huge disappointment at the time. But when your previous album had sold so many, it was hard to kind of top that. But I think Kurt, as a songwriter, was continuing to develop, and what In Utero really showcases is his talent as a songwriter, which frankly was never better than on this album. Some of the melodies are not as sort of candy-assed as Kurt once called Nevermind. It's a rawer album. It's probably harder to listen to. I probably still listen to Nevermind more, but In Utero, I think, is his greatest artistic achievement.
20 years is a long time in pop music. How has In Utero aged? How does it sound today in 2013?
Well, I think the new re-release sounds fantastic. They did a great job with the sound, but I've always thought that this record has held up very well. I think its critical respect has grown over the years. At the time, it was hard to know what to really make of it. It was Kurt Cobain's last studio album, and it was followed by Unplugged, which definitely had probably a bigger commercial impact than In Utero did. But I think the record has held up very well, and I think its esteem with musicians particularly has remained very high. Musicians frequently cite this album as their favorite Nirvana album, as opposed to Nevermind.
Do you hear the influence of that album in recordings of recent years? Do you listen to something and go, yeah, that was clearly someone who had listened to In Utero?
Absolutely, both from an artistic standpoint in terms of the songwriting, which is the reason I think In Utero is such a great record, and also from kind of the punk sound of In Utero. Prior to that, there were not a lot of mainstream records released by major labels that had such a raw edge. And you hear that all the time in albums and new bands today. But I think the real key to In Utero and its real strength is that Kurt was able to, on this record, kind of make an album about himself. It's very much about his own internal process. And I think that changed the way musicians began to look at what a song could be about. Whereas Smells Like Teen Spirit showed us that a song could be about angst, In Utero showed that a whole entire album could be about the singer's internal psyche. And in some ways, I think that's been a game changer in popular music.
And hence the title, In Utero?
Absolutely. Kurt was obsessed with bodily reproduction, And In Utero could not be a better title for his final record. Of course, the great irony is that Heart-Shaped Box was originally titled Heart-Shaped Coffin. So really, this is the end of Kurt you're hearing here, and it's kind of there, even in the lines of the lyrics.
Music writer Charles R. Cross, his books include Heavier Than Heaven, a biography of Kurt Cobain, and his next book is going to be about the influence of Kurt Cobain in five different aspects of culture, including rap music. This is The Record.